everybody. Brett Gunselman here on Pivotal Week 8 of the NFL season.
Now stay tuned for 6 hours of exciting football action.
Well, bye-bye, Belt.
Homer, all those fatty, deep-fried, heavily salted snacks can't be good for your heart.
My heart is just fine. A little beer will put out that fire.
And now with his picks for today's games, the man who's right 52% of the time, Smooth Jimmy Apollo.
Thank you, Brett. Our first game today, Denver and New England, is too close to call.
Oh.
But if you're one of those compulsive types who just has to bet, well, I don't know. Denver.
Woohoo! Denver! Yeah!
Moe's Tavern, where the peanut bowl is freshened hourly.
Moe, I'd like to bet $20 on Denver.
I think I can provide that service. Chief Wiggum, could you hand me that little black book?
Oh, sure thing, Moe. I'm just using it as a coaster.
20 big ones on Denver.
Pleasure doing business with you, H.S.
All right, Denver, justify my love.
At the end of 13 seconds of play, it's New England 7, Denver nothing.
Don't!
Look, Dad. I made a modest studio apartment for my Malibu safety doll. This is the kitchen. This is where she prints her weekly feminist newsletter. Dad, you're not listening to me!
Lousy, stupid Denver.
Oh, look at that, a shoebox house. Lisa, you're so clever.
Why isn't Dad ever interested in anything I do?
Well, do you ever take an interest in anything he does?
No. Well, we used to have burping contests, but I outgrew it.
Well, if you want to get closer to him, then maybe you should bridge the gap. I do it all the time. I pretend I'm interested in looking at power tools, going to those silly car chase movies, and some things I'll tell you about when you're older. Do you understand?
I think so.
Bart!
What?
Oh, look at that. No, why did you do that?
Wouldn't it be fun if we watched a game together?
Okay, just don't say anything and sit down over there. Over. 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 Lisa, please, I can't hear the announcer.
He said Denver just fumbled.
Don't!
See you in hell, soldier boy.
Bart?
Yeah, Mom.
I was thinking that while your father and Lisa watch the game, it might be fun if the two of us went clothes shopping.
Mom, I'd love to. But to be honest, I don't need new clothes.
Oh, really?
So even though I'd love to spend this sunny afternoon trying on clothes, it's not...
Well, folks, when you're right 52% of the time, you're wrong 48% of the time.
Why didn't you say that before?
Okay, Jimmy, you're off the hook. We got Miami, Cincinnati coming up. Any thoughts?
I certainly do, Brett. I hereby declare Miami to be Smooth Jimmy's lock of the week.
Ooh, that's a big lock, all right. But I just don't trust that guy.
In the Cincinnati-Miami game, I declare Cincinnati to be my shoe-in of the week.
They both make a good case.
After evaluating millions of pieces of data in the blink of an eye, the Gambletron 2000 says the winner is Cincinnati by 200 points. Why, you worthless hunk of junk.
You want some of this, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, you need to know the winners, and I know the winners. So call me now.
Whoa!
$5 for the first minute, $2 for each additional minute.
Reach the coach's hot
line. Yeah, lay it on me, coach.
In the game of Miami versus
Cincinnati. Come on, don't you realize this is costing me money?
We must consider many things. The wind.
Oh, not the wind.
Is blowing out of the west.
Oh.
At 5 miles per hour.
9. Oh, this is ridiculous. What am I supposed to do? Lisa, who do you think's going to win? The Bengals or the Dolphins?
Well, I don't know. The Dolphins?
Good. Mo, $50 on the Miami Dolphins.
Gotcha. 50 beans on Miami. Homer, I got a call near the line. Hello?
Oh, it's me, Mr. King.
Yeah, what'll it be?
Put me down for $700 on the Rams. Oh, and put Sideshow Mel down for $2,000.
Mom, I'm tired. I want to go home. Can't I just lie down for a minute?
Now, Bart, I think you'd look very sharp in this shirt.
Fine, get it. Let's go.
No. You have to try it on. Ooh, and this one's 50% off.
You know why these clothes are on sale, Mom? Because the people who wear them get beaten up.
Well, anyone who beats you up for wearing a shirt isn't your friend. Ooh, this looks good. Oh, and this one is very, very cute. And these. Oh, look, little bow ties. And don't make that face at me.
How'd you know?
Touchdown, Dolphins!
All right, Dolphins!
All right, Dolphins!
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
50 big ones!
50 big ones?
Uh-oh. You see, Lisa, Daddy's friend Mo promised to give him $50 if the Dolphins won the game.
You mean you made a bet?
Well, I wouldn't call it a bet. It's a little thing daddies do to make football more exciting.
What could be more exciting than the savage ballet that is pro football?
Well, you know, you like ice cream, don't you?
Uh-huh.
And don't you like ice cream better when it's covered with hot fudge and mounds of whipped cream and chopped nuts and all those crumbled up cookie things they mash up? Crumbled up cookie things.
So gambling makes a good thing even better.
That's right! My God, it's like there's some kind of bond between us.
Hmm? We've got a troublemaker in booth 8.
Whoop, forget him. There's a code red in booth 3.
My God, those aren't the socks she came in with.
Mm-mm. Let's move.
Bart?
In here, Mom. But don't open the... Whoa!
Oh, Bart, you could use some new underwear, too.
Look at that stupid kid.
Three, two, one!
And the final from Riverfront Stadium, Miami 24, Cincinnati 10.
Yeah!
Boy, Mom sure will be happy you won $50.
You'd think that, wouldn't you? But you see, Lisa, your mother has this crazy idea that gambling is wrong, even though they say it's okay in the Bible.
Really? Where?
Somewhere in the back. The point is, we had a great time today. And to keep it that way, let's not tell your mother about our little wager, okay?
Okay, Dad.
Did you two have fun?
You bet.
Well, we had fun, too. Right now, Bart is modeling his new clothes for his friends.
Can I come out sometime, Simpson?
Good night, Dad. I had a really nice time today.
Me too, honey.
Can I watch football with you again next Sunday?
Sure. You'll find it gets rid of the unpleasant aftertaste of church.
See how good things can happen if you make a little effort?
Point well taken. Mom? Could you loosen my blanket a little? Dad tucked me in too tight, and it's cutting off the circulation in my arms and legs.
This team is fired up. We came here to play.
All right.
He'll lose.
What? Didn't you hear what he said?
Look at the fear in his eyes. Listen to the quiver in his voice. He's a little boy lost in a game of men.
You think we should bet against him?
I bet my entire college fund on it.
You got it. Mo, $23 on New York.
Start spreading the news. It's New York over Philadelphia, 35-10.
Yay! Yay! Yay!
Dad, I hate to break the mood, but I'm getting nauseous.
Oh, sorry. So, who do you like in the afternoon games?
Well, I like the 49ers because they're pure of heart. Seattle because they got something to prove. And the Raiders because they always cheat.
And in an extremely suspicious play, the Raiders win!
Woo-hoo!
Hey, the new sign's really working.
Oh, it's been a madhouse, Lisa.
Let's see. Football. Homoeroticism in. Oddball Canadian rules. Phyllis George and.
Oh, doctor, what a finish. The final score. Atlanta 17, Houston 13. And the lowly Falcons are flying high. Who would have thunk it?
My daughter. That's who.
Yeah, me.
Lisa, You pick the winner every time. You must have some kind of special gift.
Come on, Dad. Doesn't take a genius to realize that Houston's failed to cover their last 10 outings on away turf the week after scoring more than 3 touchdowns in a conference game.
Oh, my little girl says the cutest things.
You know, Dad, Sunday is fast becoming my favorite day of the week.
Not Sunday. Daddy-daughter day. The usual, Mo. A beer and a wad of bills.
Okay, you lucky moron. Here you go, Omar. $135.
I used to hate the smell of your sweaty feet. Now it's the smell of victory.
Oh, shut up.
Look at these prices. We can finally get rid of those termites for the cost of this meal.
Tut, tut. Only the best for my family.
Omar, I can't help wondering, where are you getting the money from?
Mom, can't a man do something nice for his loved ones?
I guess so.
Hello, I'm Marco. I'll be your waiter.
Hello, I'm Homer. I'll be your customer.
Never heard that one before. Would you care to select the wine?
I'll do the honors. No, 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 no. My God, what passes for a wine list these days? Marco, just bring us your freshest bottle of wine. Chaka.
Charming lad.
Oh, violin guy. What's your favorite song, Lisa?
The Broken Neck Blues.
Play on.
It is the playoffs. It's 5 below, and there's one loyal fan wearing nothing but a G-string and the team colors painted on his body.
He doesn't look too happy.
Well, maybe the paint has shut off his pores and he's slowly suffocating. Still, that is a real fan.
Well, Lisa, it's Daddy-Daughter Day, and Daddy needs daughter's picks.
Dad, I'm making the Chiefs my 5-star Silver Bullet special, and with your blessing, I'd like to tie to the Cowboys, +5 at Chicago.
Good, good. You call Mo.
Mo? This is L.S. calling for H.S.
Just give me the bet, Lisa. 110, 120, you lucky son of a...
Hey, homie, you want to go bowling next Sunday? Barney, are you nuts? That's the Super Bowl. How about the Sunday after that? Well, my ma's coming in from Norway, but what the hell?
And when the doctor said I didn't have worms anymore, that was the happiest day of my life.
Thank you, Ralph. Very graphic. Lisa Simpson, would you like to read your essay?
The happiest day of my life was 3 Sundays ago. I was sitting on my daddy's knee when the Saints, who were 4.5-point favorites but only up by 3, kicked a meaningless field goal at the last second to cover the spread.
Dear God.
Oh, Dad, you must have bought me every Malibu Stacy accessory there is.
Not quite. They were out of Malibu Stacy Lunar Rovers.
Ooh, perfume. Meryl Streep's versatility.
Boy, I know you're gonna like your present.
Shut up! Shut up! Kiss my butt! Shut up! Go to hell! Go to hell!
Dad, I promise you I will never get tired of this.
Homer, those are very thoughtful presents, but you have to tell me where you got the money from.
All right, Marge, I'll tell you, but first you have to promise you will not get mad.
I promise I will get mad, because I always do when you make me promise I won't.
All right, if you must know, Lisa and I have been gambling on pro football.
Homer!
You promised you wouldn't get mad.
I did not. I promised I would get mad. She's an 8-year-old girl.
But Marge, she never loses. She's got a gift. Aren't parents supposed to encourage their kids whenever they show talent?
But gambling is illegal.
Oh, only in 48 states. Besides, it's a victimless crime. The only victim is Mo. And it's brought Lisa and me together.
I just don't know.
Look, what's the problem? The kids are happy. You smell like Meryl Streep, and I got that foot massager I've always wanted. Believe me, Marge, nothing bad could possibly come of this.
You know, Dad, we've been watching a lot of TV lately. Maybe the Sunday after the Super Bowl, we could hike up to the top of Mount Springfield. The fires in the tire yards really make for some beautiful sunset.
Well, that sounds great, honey, but next Sunday I'm going bowling with Barney.
What about Daddy-Daughter Day?
Don't worry, the new football season is only 7 months away.
So that's it. You just wanted me to help you gamble. You never wanted to be with me at all.
You're a very selfish man.
Go to hell. Go to hell.
Hey, once again, great present, Dad.
Mm.
My third husband bought me this. Give me some chips for it.
Are you sure, ma'am?
Don't tell me what to do, Sonny. I've been gambling since I was 8, and I've been hawking jewelry since I was 12. Now give me some chips.
Look around you, Malibu Stacy. All this was bought with dirty money. Your penthouse, your Alfa Romeo, your collagen injection clinic. You're going back into the shoebox. It may not be pretty, but damn it, it's honest.
I, Lisa Simpson, am hereby giving away all my ill-gotten Malibu Stacy accessories!
Look, Lisa, I bought you a Malibu Stacy chinchilla coat.
Ooh.
Huh?
So you've come to buy my forgiveness. Sorry, Homer.
Look, Lisa, honey, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings, but I really had a good time watching football with you. And I think you had a good time with me.
Yeah, I did.
Well, come on, we can still watch a Super Bowl together, can't we? Huh?
Well, I would like to see what all the fuss is about.
It's a day. So, do you think the Redskins will beat the spread?
Put me down. Look, Dad, I'll tell you who's going to win the Super Bowl if you want me to, but it'll just validate my theory that you cared more about winning money than you did about me.
Okay.
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
However.
However? What however? What do you mean, however? However what?
However. I may also be so clouded with rage that subconsciously I want you to lose. In which case, I'd bet the farm on Buffalo.
Lisa, do me a favor. Complete this sentence. Daddy should bet all his money on...
I don't know.
Oh.
If I still love you, Washington. If I don't, Buffalo.
Homer, I think that chip's got enough dip on it.
We're live from the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome and Super Bowl 26. Today, we're going to be seen by people in 150 countries all over the world, including our newest affiliate, W. Gimel Aleph Nun in Tel Aviv.
Stupid!
Why? Sorry, Mrs. Why with my...
Farm it up.
Note is like a dagger in my heart. I gotta get out of here.
Moe's Tavern, home of the Super Sunday Brunch Spectacular.
Oh, baloney. Ren!
Got you down for $40. Good luck, Your Eminence. Sorry, Homer. You can't take any more of my money. I'm out of the bookie business.
But, Moe, you've been taking bets all...
Hey, buddy, how about a free beer?
Wow! Don't worry, Moe, I'm not betting.
What? Give me that.
Oh! I had the greatest gift of all. A little girl who could pick football, and I ruined it.
Well, sir, we're 2 hours and 45 minutes into the pregame show, and we've got ourselves a special guest, actor Troy McClure, whose new sitcom is premiering tonight, coincidentally enough, right after the game.
Thanks, Brett. My new show is called Handle with Care. I play Jack Handle, a retired cop who shares an apartment with a retired criminal. We're the original odd couple.
What made you want to do a situation comedy?
Well, I fell in love with the script, Brett, and my recent trouble with the IRS... Sealed the deal.
Great, Troy. Oh, looks like we're almost ready for the kickoff.
Washington kicks. Oh, it's a bad kick. Way too short. Buffalo is going to start with excellent field position.
Buffalo's going to win. Lisa hates me.
What you got riding on this game?
My daughter.
What a gambler.
And with a score at the half, Buffalo 14, Washington 7, it's time for the never tedious Super Bowl halftime show.
People of Earth, we've come 10 billion light years to bring you this halftime message of peace.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock,
rock!
5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock,
rock!
9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock,
rock!
We're gonna rock around the world tonight.
Oh, this sucks. Come on, snipers, where are you?
Bart, who's winning?
You hate Dad is up by a touchdown.
Go, 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 yeah!
It's a touchdown for halfback Dan Beardorf. Duff Dry has won the Duff Bowl.
They wanted it more.
Hey, Homer, didn't you say if Duff Dry wins, your daughter loves you?
Not Duff Dry, Washington.
Okay, okay, they're both great teams.
Yeah! Huh? Touchdown, Redskins!
All right, we're back in business.
Well, I'm glad some people could resist the lures of the big game.
Oh, my God, I forgot the game!
So, with 3 ticks left on the clock, it all comes down to this one play. If Washington scores here, happy fans will be looting and turning over cars at our nation's capital tonight. Here's the handoff.
Please, please, please.
Touchdown! Six fork in this one, it is done! The Washington Redskins win Super Bowl 26!
I guess you love Dad.
I suspected as much.
Yes, she loves me. She loves me.
What are you so happy about, Homer? You didn't win any money.
Money comes and money goes, but what I have with my daughter can go on for 8 more years.
Come on, Dad.
It's beautiful.
Isn't it, though?
After I catch my breath, can we go home?